Okay, after wishing Shavuot Tov, I would like to start a sugya called Nishpach Adam. Very fascinating sugya, touches on how to define Kabbalas Adam as one of the absolutely critical avodos in all the karbanos. And we're going to open up to the Mishnah on Daf Chafayim and Aleph. The Mishnah says, Nishpach Adam al Haritzpa v'osfo posel. So after the Shechita, instead of collecting the dam in a kli shares, which is called a mizrak, the dam fell from the neck of the animal onto the floor, the ritzpah of the azara. And the Mishnah says, posel. Now the reason why it's posel is because the dam went directly from the animal's neck onto the ground. Later on, we're going to learn that if, on the other hand, he received the dam the way he was supposed to in a kli shares, so the mizrak, and then it spilled on the ground, then he could gather it up from the ritzpah and he could do the zrika. So the psul in our Mishnah is only because it never went into a kli shares. There was never a kabbal. Okay then? And that's going to become clearer as we go along. Now, in a Karban Mincha, there's a parallel to Kabbalas Adam, and there too we're going to see a long discussion about the psul in the case of Mincha, if it falls on the ground. Okay, so that we'll get to a little bit later. Let's just read through a few lines of the Gemara so that we get ourselves oriented here. The Gemara opens up by looking for the source of our Mishnah, the din of psul dam shen nishpach, Tana Rabbanan. The Brisa says the following. We're talking about the case in Vayikra Perek Dalid of Kabbalas Adam in the case of the parchatos of the Kohen Moshiach. The Torah says, V'lokach HaKohen HaMashiach Midam HaPar. The Mashiach, the Kohen Mashiach, has to receive the Dam, and then he has to do a Zrika. And this Zrika, says the Braisa, is Midam HaNefesh. Okay, there's the basically two categories of Dam that come out of the animal. There's Dam HaNefesh, that's like the initial spurt of blood that comes out after the Shechita. There's also Dam, which we're not going to talk about, which is also not Dam HaNefesh, which is called Dam Shel Or. In other words, as soon as the knife comes in contact with the skin, some of the Dam comes out. That's not Dam HaNefesh. But we're going to talk about the exclusion of what's called Dam HaTamtzis, which means that after the initial spurt of blood that comes out of the neck of the animal, which is called Dam HaNefesh, and that's the Dam that he has to be Makabel in the Mizrak. After that, there's another flow of Dam, which is after Dam HaNefesh, and that's called Dam HaTamtzis. So the Torah says here that the Kabbalas Adam, we have to see how he derives it from the Pasuk, but the Kabbalas Adam must be what's called Dam HaNefesh. Okay, that's one halacha. Fine. Then the Braisa goes on to another halacha. And the Braisa says that in this very pasuk, it says, Midam HaPar. And until now we said that Midam HaPar means Midam HaNefesh. Now we're saying something a little bit different. Midam HaPar, Dam MeHaPar Yikablenu. Which means that his Kabbalah, his Lekicha, in the word of the Pasuk, has to be directly from the Par. And this means that the Kabbalah has to be from the Dam as it flows from the neck of the animal. But if the Dam is received from somewhere else, like for example in our Mishnah, the case where he gathers up the Dam from the Ritzpah because it fell from the animal onto the Ritzpah, that's Pasuk. And the Gemara now tries to interpret this drasha. And the Gemara says the following. If the thought would occur to your mind, that midam hapar kirichsiv, that we take the pasuk and we interpret it as midam afilu miktsas dam, that when the mem is added to the word dam, midam, and wherever we see in the Torah an extra mem, we always assume it means part of something and not all of it, from the dam, and that would have again been the simple interpretation of that Mishnah, and therefore we would have come to the conclusion that it's enough if he receives miktsas dam. So Gemara says, no, that's impossible. Why Homer Rav? Rav says, Hashochet Tzorech Shiyakabel Es Kol Domo Shalpar. So the way that Rav interprets this pasuk is that the Kohen has to receive all the dam, not just part of the dam. Shenemar. Now the pasuk we started with is pasuk Hey in Perek Dalet, the Lokach HaKohen HaMashiach Midam HaPor, and that would have given us the mistaken impression that Midam, which means only Miktsas Dam, but now we're jumping ahead to the next pasuk. That's pasuk Vav, and there the pasuk says explicitly, V'eskol Dam HaPor Yishpach Al Yisod HaMizbeach, that he has to be zorek all the dam. So what do we do with the first pasuk, the previous pasuk, that says midam hanefesh ella? But rather, in order to reconcile this, whether it's midam or kol adam, we have to suggest the following: midam hapar, dam mehapar yikablenu. That when it says the mem, when the Torah adds the mem to midam, it doesn't mean part of the blood. That it can't be, because in the next pasuk it says kol damo. But rather, midamo means directly from the par. It's almost as if the pasuk would have said, instead of v'lokach hakoyin hamashiach midam hapar, it would have said v'lokach hakoyin hamashiach dam mehapar. And here mehapar can't mean miktsas par, because we're talking about the dam, but rather it means that the dam has to come directly mehapar, from the par. Which means that it can't fall on the ground. If it falls on the ground, how are you? Then, since he didn't collect the dam directly from the par, it's not mea par, therefore it's posel. Ukasavar, and this brisa holds, these are the laws and the rules that regulate the drashos, gorin umosifin vidarshin, that sometimes we can remove a letter from one word and graft it on to another word, and then we can dash in the pasuk based on this grafting. So we can take the mem of midam hapar and move it over to the word hapar and read it dam me hapar, and that's a valid law in drush. And again, you know, if we were writing a perish on the Torah like the Malbim, we would have to understand why the Torah confused us by writing mi dam instead of writing mi hapar. But be that as it may, since the Torah explicitly says that it has to be called dam, so it can't be mi dam, which means part of the dam. Therefore, we have to interpret the mem of mi dam as meaning mi hapar. So we read it in the following way: V'lokach hakohen hamashiach dam me'apar. Which dam? All the dam. But it's got to be me'apar. He's got to receive it directly from the par. Now, Rabosa, I photocopied for you. Does everybody have a copy of the Nefesh Tova? Okay, then. Now, I mentioned to Shmuel earlier that I was able to get most of it. But at some point, I'm going to need your help, because I hit a sort of like a brick wall. But I think we'll be able to work it out. Okay. So again, the Mishnah establishes, and Don, you weren't here, so I just want to emphasize this, that if after the Shkita, the Dam fell on the floor, the Ritzvah of the Azara, it didn't go into the Kli, then he cannot collect the dam from the floor and bizarik the dam. Unless he was makabel the dam in a kli, and then it fell on the floor, nishpach, after Kabbalah, then he can do an asifa and he can gather together the dam. But we're talking now about the case where the dam went directly from the tzavra behema onto the ritzpas ha'azorim. He never went into a kli, sharis. And if it didn't go directly from the animal into the Kli Sharis, then there was no Kabbalah Saddam, and the Avodah is Psul. Okay, just give me a few minutes and we'll try to get into this. Yesh Lachar. He says, how do we understand this din? Now I'm going to try to summarize this first paragraph in my own language. Okay, you know, let me be more fair. Let's read the language first, and then I'll try to summarize it, because I think that's a more honest way of doing it. Yesh Lachar. Ipsul nishpach hadam, who, and here you add number one, psul b'maisa hakabbalah. Okay, I'm going to skip a few words. Oh, which is on the bottom line of that right column, dahavi psul b'cheftza shel adam. So the first tzad is that the Torah requires as the second of four avodos kabbalah sadam. And what is Kabbalah Saddam? So you could offer two interpretations. One interpretation would be, let's be liberal about it. Anytime he collects, no matter from where, the dam into a Kli Sharis, that's called Kabbalah Saddam. Or you could be more strict and more limited about it and say, no, Kabbalah Saddam means you have to be Makabal Adam directly from the Tzavra Behema. So the first Tzad in this Chakira is to assume that Nishpach Adam is a psul in the Maisa Kabbalah. He did not do a Maisa Kabbalah Kedina. For example, you may remember that we spoke about a Kohen who receives the Dam in his left hand instead of his right hand, or a Kohen who receives the Dam and he's not wearing Big Day Kahuna. In all those cases, the Kabbalah Saddam is invalid, and therefore the carbon is possible. So too, in the first side of this Chakira, if the dam doesn't go directly from the animal into what? Into Kli Sharis, then there was no Kabbalah Saddam. Kabbalah Saddam was possible. So it's as if he was wearing Big Day Chol, or alternatively, it was if he was Makabalah Adam with his left hand. Here also, if he's Makabalah Adam after it bounces and ricochets off the floor, that's not Kabbalah Saddam. That's shot number one. His second interpretation is no. The psul here is in the cheftza shel dam. We have many different dinim that apply to dam, and sometimes the dam, because it had certain negative conditions that apply, the dam becomes possible. Could be, for example, if at the time of Zrika Saddam, he has the wrong machshava, let's say machshava's pigul, maybe that generates a psul in the dam. Or if you remember, we discussed the case of dam nikrash, when the dam becomes congealed, and if it's not royal Zrika, that could be a psul in the dam. So there are many dinim that apply to the cheftza shel dam. And now we're saying that once the dam falls on the ritzpah, that shfichas hadam ala ritzpah passels the dam itself. It's as if the dam itself became tame or became possible for whatever reason. Therefore, you cannot recollect the dam. So again, just to summarize, is the problem because by collecting the dam from the ritzpah, that's not called a kabbalah? Or is the problem that even if I grant you it is a kabbalah, but the dam already in and of itself inherently became possible, and he's now collecting dam possible?
Since it requires call a dam, if he collected part of the dam, is that possible?
Right, well then he wouldn't have a kiyum of zrika, because he needs to be zorek all the dam, meaning all the dam nefesh. Again, right, there's always dam tamsis and so forth.
Now the second question is, if it's more of the dam tamsis, he has all the dam.
Excellent question. So that's going to be the subject of the next paragraph. What happens if there's a taroves, and some of the dam, he's able to be nishpach, and it was nishpach, and some was not. Okay? So for this, we're going to learn a sugya in Masechta Psachim on Daf Samachayim et Aleph. The Gemara quotes a brisa in Masechta Psachim with regard to Kabbalah Saddam in the case of a Korban Pesach. It says, Tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kos hoy memale midam hataroves, Shem yishpoch domo shol echad mehem, Nimtza zemach shiro. Amru lo Rabbi Yehuda, Shema lo niskabel b'kli. Okay, so I'm going to just read to you the sugya in Pesachim. It's not complicated. Don't get scared.
Where is it in Pesachim?
It's in Samachayamid Beis. Samachayamid Aleph, excuse me. And it goes like this. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Kohen, during the process of doing the Avodah of the Korban Pesach, he would take a kli sharis, a receptacle, call it a mizrak, and he would collect together the dam that fell on the floor on the Ritzvah Sazora, and then he would be zorek the dam from that kli onto the mizbeach. Now, why is this called Tarobis? You see, again, you don't have the Gemara Pesach in front of you, but follow me in the photocopy. And he says the following: Shemi shofech domo shel echad mehem. It's possible that some of the dam that needs zrik al gabi mizbeach. Remember, there was a massive amount of people on Erev Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. They were bringing their Korbanos Pesach. We want to make sure that everyone was yotzei his chiyuv of Korban Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda advocates in favor of collecting any dam that would have fallen on the Ritzpah, v'nimtza shezeh machshiro. And as a result of collecting that dam from the Ritzpah, he's going to be machshir a Korban Pesach in case this dam fell from a Korban Pesach, correct? So we have now what's called a tarobos. Okay, so the concern here is that people brought their Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, and one of the individuals, we'll call him Reuven, the dam spilled onto the floor, and now there was no zrik of his Korban Pesach onto the mizbeach. He wasn't yotzei the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, because without zrikas hadam, there's no karma, there's no kiyum karma. So Yehuda says that let's appoint a kohen, and he'll collect the dam from the floor in a kli sharis, and it'll be zorik the dam. And let's assume that some of the dam from Reuven's carbon that was spilled on the floor would now be collected in the kli sharis, and now the obligation of zrika would be miskayim because of this one zrika, and his Pesach would be valid. Amru lo Rabbi Yehuda, I don't understand what you're talking about, Rabbi Yehuda. Halo lo niskabel b'kli. What do you gain by gathering together the dam from the floor, the Ritzpah? There was never a Kabbalah Saddam. And without Kabbalah Saddam, there's no Hechsher HaKarbon. Meaning, you would be right if we had a chash that maybe after the Kohen was Makabal Adam, maybe he accidentally tipped over the Kli Shoreis and the Dam was Nishpach. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a case in which the Dam went directly from the animal onto the floor, onto the Ritzvahs Hazara. If that be the case, what do you gain by filling up a cup, meaning a mizrak, a kli sharis, with the dam from the floor and being zoreked? That doesn't gain anything. You don't gain anything. So the Gemara explains that we misunderstood Rabbi Yehuda. We were missing a piece of the puzzle over here. You remember that Rabbi Yehuda used the word tarovis, that there's a mixture here. And basically what Rabbi Yehuda is talking about is that on the Ritzpah, he's got some dam that was niskabel b'kli, and therefore the dam is still kosher if it fell onto the Ritzvah Sazorah. Why does he call it tarovis? There's a mixture of two categories of dam on the floor. Part of the dam was received in a kli sharis, and then it was nishpah. Part of the dam went directly from the animal onto the Ritzvah. The first category is kosher for zrika. The second is pasul. So in this tarovis, we can do the zrika of both. We can't differentiate and determine which dam is kosher and which dam is pasul, but we cover all our bases, if you will, by being zorek all the dam. And Tosis here says shemalon is kabel bekli, that maybe some of the dam on the ritzvah was never received in a kli shareis, and therefore lo toil zrika. Why? Because in this case it was nishpach mitzavra behema onto the ritzvah, zrika is not going to help. Kashaluri, and you again follow me inside in the text. I'm looking at the Gemara, but you look inside the photocopy. He says mikolakom yizrak. What was the Gemara asking in the Haba meeting? The Gemara says that the dam itself went from the tzavra behema onto the floor. Zrika is not going to help. He says toil zrika. Doesn't the Gemara understand that the zrika will be meaningful? We also for that dam shenishpach achar sheniskabel b'kli shoreis. The niralari dahachi pirush shemalon iskabel b'kli the aser lahalos dam posel al gabi mizbech. The Gemara is bothered by the following. Very nice. You have dam that went into a kli and then was nishpach. But you also have dam that went directly from the tzavra behema onto the floor that was never kamal sadam. If you do a zrika onto the mizbeach of all this dam, this whole mixture, then the Gemara's premise here is that you're going to violate an isur with regard to that dam that went from the tzavar onto the ritzvah and was never niskabel b'kli. And listen to Tosa's language: the osur lahalos dam posel al gabi mizbeach. Now, Rabosai, let's go back to our original chakira. We had two possible definitions of the psul of nishpach. One was to say that he didn't do a proper kabbalah, and the other was to say that the dam itself bechefta became posel. From the language of Tosus, and moreover from the logic of Tosus, muchach, we have no doubt that what is he holding? That's a psul in the dam. If it's only a chisar, it's the absence of zrika, so what difference does it make? He's got a mixture here of dam, part of which was niskabel b'kli shareis, but then it was nishpach. That dam is dam kosher, but it's lacking zrika. So he'll be makabel the dam now by collecting it from the floor of the azara, and then he'll do the zrika. So whatever he was missing in the original Kabbalah, because it was nishpach from the kli shareis, now he'll fulfill and replace that by gathering it together again in the kli shareis and doing the zrika. Elowa, Tosus says, but this other dam that went directly from the behema onto the floor, so what's the problem with that? Okay, he didn't do a kabbalah sadam. So now it'll be makabal adam and it'll do the zrika. So whatever he was missing in the kabbalah, he can fill in now. Why is Tosfos so upset with the fact that in this mixture he's going to be makabal dam and be zoik dam al mizbeach, which was never received in a kli shareis to begin with? Who cares? All right, it was never received in a kli shareis to begin with. Possibly. But now he's going to do a kabbalah sadam by collecting it again. Keep in mind, Rabbosai, no one questions the following premise: that if the dam itself is kosher, but it's on the ritzvah, he can be makabel the dam in a kli shareis. That's not an issue. The issue is the dam posel because it went on to the ritzvah and it was never received from the tzara behema into a kli shareis. So Tosfos only makes sense if by saying that there's a problem being zorek dam that fell directly onto the ritzvah, because also lahalos dam posel gabi mizbeach, if the dam is inherently posel, if the problem is he didn't do a kabbalah, so he can do a kabbalah now and replace it so that he's mekayim the mitzvah of kabbalah. Let's see it inside. He says ayin bepsoch in tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kos Paimamale, that they appointed a Kohen to collect with a kli shareis the dam that fell on the floor. Midama Tarovis. Shem Yishpach Domo Shel Echad Mehem. If some dam got spilled from one of the Balei HaKarbon, we'll call him Ruvein, Nimtza Zemach Shiro, now he collects it and he does the Zrika. Amrulol Rabbi Yehuda, but Shemelo Neskabel Bekli. And Tosa says, I don't understand what the Gemara is batting about. What do you mean Shema lo niskabel b'kli? But Shema came niskabel b'kli, and then it was nishpach. Why are you worried about the fact that it was never received in a kli? Who cares? Now he can do a kabbalah sadam. Meaning, there is dam that was niskabel b'kli, and that's not a problem. Tosa says that why is Gemara raising a problem as far as Dam Shalonis Kabbal Bakli? Why can't he do a Kabbalah now? Says Tosis Lo Toil Zrika, in the case where the Dam fell onto the Ritzpah directly from the Tzavra Beiman, there was never a Kabbalah in a Kli. He says the Nishpach Mitzavra, moving on to the next page, Behema. Let him do his zrika on, at least he'll cover his bases as far as that dam that had an original Kabbalah. Who cares? Why is the Gemara so up in arms and objecting because of the other dam that never had a Kabbalah Saddam? Okay, so now he gathers together both categories of dam. One category of dam he can salvage because it was in a klisharis, and now it needs zrika, so he's going to achieve by collecting the dam a second time after it was nishpach, he can achieve zrika. Now there's another dam which fell directly from the animal's tzavar onto the floor. That doesn't lend itself to any sort of tikkun, you know, you can't rectify it. It's an irreversible process, but who cares? At least the process and this enterprise will be meaningful as far as the dam that was received in a kli shareis. The nira l'ri d'hachi perusha shevo shalom niskabel b'kli. If the dam went directly from the tzav rabeim onto the ritzpah, asur lahalos dam, he's not allowed to put that dam. So the half of the dam, I don't know, again, I don't know the percentages, but let's just, to make it a little bit easier to understand, let's say half the dam in this mixture went directly onto the ritzpah. Tosis says that even though the other half of the dam would be a great candidate for Zrika, because it was already received previously in what? In a kli shareis. Now we just have to gather together the dam and do zrika. But there's an admixture of other dam where you cannot rectify and collect the dam. There will never be a kabbalah sadam behechsher because the dam never was received in a kli shareis directly from the animal. That's what we said, that the Torah goes out of its way to say mi hapar, that the Kabbalah has to be directly from the par, not from the ritzpah. And Tosis adds that even though you would say, well, what do I lose? I can only gain. I can at least gain and salvage those karbonos which once had a Kabbalah Saddam. So what are you going to tell me? But I can't do anything. I can't accomplish anything with regard to that dam from that karbon that never was received in a klishar. It's okay. So that's Keman de Lesser Domi. That's a zero. That's a zippo. We don't accomplish anything. But who cares? At least you can accomplish something and cover your bases with regard to dam that was received in a klishar. So Tosa's answer is no. There's a separate halacha of Asur Lizrok Dam Pasal Al Gabi Mizbeach. And Tosa's in fact quotes an example of this from another sugya. Just one second. Kidemuchach Bekamaduchti. Okay, Kidemuchach Bekamaduchti. He has proofs. He said, "I can't lishon." The nira, what do we have to derive from Tosfos? The ikar psul bechefza d'dam nishpach. It's not just the absence of kabbalah sadam when it goes down to the ritzpah, but it is a psul in the gufo shel dam. If we're just saying that he wasn't makabalist dam and he can never be makabalist dam once it hits the ritzbah, is lo matzinu shiyeh isul lahalos al gabi mizbeach dam shalom nif dam shalom nifsal. You know, it's if you have dam, which again you cannot do zrika in order to be makshir the karbon with this dam, but the dam itself is not puzzle. And now he's going to give an example where you're allowed to put on the mizbeach something that's not puzzle, even though you will not gain and obtain a mitzvah by putting it onto the mizbeach. Does everybody see this? I'm not hearing any response here.
But you have to assume, first of all, I think you're saying, you have to assume, first of all, if he was mekabel all the dam, the dam chayes, but he also had a mixture with it of the subsequent dam, that would make a problem, because they aren't even going to ask about that.
Correct. That dam would not lend itself to the kiyum of zrikas hadam, but it's not dam possible. There's no psul in the dam. Right. But the dam that fell on the ritzbah, Tosis claims, is a psul. Otherwise, he says, I don't understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amrulo, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, Halo lonis kabel bekli. Alright, so lonis kabel bekli, vasatmir, what does it bother me? So again, it was lonis kabel bekli. Okay. So it's going to be meaningless to put it on the mizbeach, but I'm going to gain on the other dam that's here that wasn't this kabel b'kli. So you see, says Tosis, from the fact that the Gemara objects to Rabbi Yehuda because lo nis kabel b'kli, that dam is dam posel, and matzina b'kam aduchti, we find all over kachim that you're not allowed to put dam shenifsal onto the mizbeach.
Now, can you be? What if you say, okay, fine, I accept that would posel the dam. So, but then can you put it on the mizbeach? Without that, you're over on coal. You didn't get all the dam. But at least you weren't possible the dam that was there. Would you be able to?
I'm not sure I understand you, Alan. Again, some of the dam from this behemoth went down onto the ritzbah.
So
obviously, by placing it back on the mizbeach, you gain nothing. But Tosis thinks it is Havamina that although you gain nothing, you lose nothing as well. I mean, who cares? So there's a couple extra drops of dam on his bear. Why should that bother me? And if you ask me, so isn't this an exercise in futility? Why would the Kohen want to collect the dam on the Ritzpah if in any event it's futile and he can't be makshir the dam? The answer is because there are other Bailim. There's another guy named Ruve, we'll call him, whose dam was received in a Kli Sharis by the Kohen, and then it was Nishbach. And in such a case, the dam is kosher. You just got to get it onto the Mizbeach. So not to do that, he collects it in a Kli. So Tosis answers that it's not just A, which is meaningful, dam A, we'll call it type A, right? And then we have dam type B, which is meaningless. And it's like zero. Because if that be the case, the Gemara has no objection to review the Lonis Kabel Bakli. All right, Lonis Kabel Bakli. So what?
It's zero. It's minus.
Oh, it's a minus. It's a psul. It's mamish a new aloha here that dam shenishpach, when the dam falls onto the ritzvah, it's nifsal mizbeach. And then afkamina is that now not only is it zero, is it futile to take this dam and put it on the mizbeach, but it's a negative and a violation of an iser. We're not permitted to put dam shenifsa on the mizbeach. So that's, he says, kirebucha b'kama duchti. So again, if we get a chance, we can research that or not. Right now, we'll accept it as axiomatic that dam shenifsal, let's say, for example, dam tomei, and we gave a number of other cases, you're not allowed to be zorik on the mizbeach. You can't just take dam posel and put it on the mizbeach. That we don't have such an option. That would be a violation of the iser. So now we have to ask ourselves the following question. When dam goes from the animal's neck directly onto the ritzvah, what is the status of that dam? One way is to say that dam doesn't lend itself to zrika because the kabbalah sadam is impossible. You weren't makabal the dam the way you should, which means directly from the par, and therefore forget about this dam. It's zero. It's meaningless. You're going to take this dam, put it on the mizbeach, and you never had a kabbalas adam vis-a-vis this dam, and therefore it's meaningless. The other way is to say no, that it's not the problem with the kabbalah. The problem is that the dam is nifsal. That there's a new halacha here that was formulated that when the dam goes from the tzara beim onto the ritzvah sazor, it becomes posel. And now it's not just a zero, it's a negative, as Alan said before, and therefore you cannot be zorek it. And in order to illustrate that if the dam is not posel, you could put it on the bizbeach, and we wouldn't care two hoots, he quotes a shita mekubetzes in Menachos. What happened in the shita mekubetzes? You know that in Karban Mincha there are two dimensions of the Karban Mincha. There's the Kmitza and then there's Haktor al Gabi Mizbeach. So we take that Kometz and we burn it on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara establishes that if he did the Haktorah without the Kmitza, so that's called Mincha Shalom Nikmitza, then the Haktorah is meaningless. Ein Haktorah Mitzvah. You can't have a Mitzvah of Haktorah without preparing it with an earlier kmitza. However, Shita Mekubetza says that ein isa laktira, if for whatever reason, you know, the Kohen desires to be maktir, let's say for example if it was mixed up with other menachos and those menachos could have a kiyum, there's no isa. That's what it says explicitly in the Shita Mekubetza. The answer is that if you have something that is not royal in Mizbeach, meaning it doesn't achieve a kiyum and a kapara, there's no iser in putting it on the Mizbeach. It's only when it gets a chal shem psul, then you're excluded from the Mizbeach. The fact that he didn't do kmitza doesn't make that kometz into something that's possible. It's the absence of kmitza. Now, Rav Osai, we discussed this. I just want to remind you, at the very beginning of this sefer, with regard to Shalom Lishma, and the Brisker Rav is famous for saying that Shalom Lishma is a Machsheves Psul, like Machsheves Pigul. It's not just the absence of a Lishma, but it generates a Psul of Lishma. And he says in Afkamin is the following. Let's say, for example, he has a Kabbalah of Miktas Hadam Shalo Lishma. So let's say as the dam is spurting out of the animal, the Kohen was Mekabel Adam for a different carbon, or whatever the Shalo Lishma might be. But yet, there's still Dam HaNefesh, there's still Dam that's suitable for Zrika, for Kabbalah and Zrika, in the Tzavar HaBehema. And the halacha would be Yachzar v'yakabel v'kasha. Let it go back and do a replacement kabbalah. The first kabbalah was shalom lishma, but there's still dam that's royal in Mizbeach. So let him do a new kabbalah. Because again, the yesod is that if the carbon is not possible, it's just absent one of the preconditions to be mekayim the mitzvah and the mechaper. Then okay, we'll give you a second round. You messed up on the first choice. On the first round, we'll give you a second choice, a second opportunity.
What does he gain by that?
He can now be machshir the karma.
Oh, without it,
you understand what I'm saying? If machsheves shelo lishma means it's the absence of lishma, so now there's another volume of dam. Let him do the kabbalas adam lishma on that surplus dam, which is dam hanefesh. It's not dam tamsis.
So it's not dam tamsis. What did it accomplish? It's nothing. It might as well be water.
No. It's Dama Nefesh. Again, we have two categories of Dam. Right. We got Dama Nefesh, which is royal in Mizbeach, and we have Dam Tamsis, which comes out afterwards. Now, in the Dam HaNefesh, there's, let's call it, one pint of blood. Okay, we're giving blood today. So we have one pint of blood. He was Makabal, the first half a pint of blood, Shalom Lishma. So what's the problem? Okay, now let him be Makabal, the second half a pint of blood, Lishma. What's the problem?
There's no tamsis in it.
No, it's dama nefesh. It's not dama tamsis. So it's dama royal in Mizbeach. Again,
it's royal in Mizbeach, but it's not. But itself doesn't necessarily accomplish anything.
No, again, there's a certain volume. Let's say there's a pint of blood. He only has to do zrika on a half a pint of blood. So he did the zrika on half a pint of blood. Shalom lishma. But he still has another half a pint of blood. Let it be makabel not to be makabel the second half of this pint of blood, and then do Zrika Lishma, a Kabbalah Lishma and a Zrika Lishma. So the Brisker Rav says, you see from this, that Shalom Lishma is a Machshava Poselis. It's not just the absence of Lishma. If it was the absence of a Kabbalah Lishma, now we can do the Kabbalah Lishma on the remaining volume of Dam, that's Dam HaNefesh. But the answer is, that won't help him. Why? Because the carbon is possible. Why is the carbon possible? Because Machshavah Shalom Lishma, like Machshavah's Pigul, passes the carbon. So for example, let's say when he was makabel the first half of the dam, again I gave you the example of half a pint, he had a machsheves pigul to eat the carbon chutzlis manu. Then he was makabel the second half a pint of blood, which is again still dam nefesh, and he had in mind tovs manu, not chutzlis manu. The carbon is possible. Why? Exactly, because Machsheves Pigul is a Machsheva Poselis. And the Brisker Rav says that Shalom Lishma is likewise a Machsheva Poselis. But what I want to point out to you, that you have the conceptual framework here, the distinction between two categories. One category is where you didn't do what you have to do, we'll give you a second round. Then we have a category of something where you did something that was negative and generated a psul. The nafkamina is the following. If it's the first category, you didn't do what you had to do, we'll give you a second shot. And as long as we have the dam, you know, that we need. If we go with the second category, that the dam became possible, the gufo, then that's it. That already automatically clinches the psul in the carbon, and therefore we can't give you a second opportunity. The same thing here. Let's say he did the Akhtara on a mincha before the kmitza. Okay, it's worthless. But there's no psul here in the mincha. And therefore, he can go back and do another kmitza if he has the komets. And now he can start from scratch, substitute and replace the original haktara with haktara following kmitza, because now he does a kmitza on this komets.
The kmitza you have solos to do that with. But Dam Tamsis is gone.
Again, Dam Tamsis is a different sugya that's possible. I'm talking about Dam HaNefesh, which is Kashal Izrika. So with regard to Dam Tamsis, there's enough Dam to be Makabal part of the Dam, and then go ahead and do another Kabbalah on the other part of the Dam. I called it a pint. I don't know. We'll have to learn exactly if there are certain Shirim in Dam. But whatever it is, we're talking about Dam, where he can do a Kabbalah and a Zrika on the remainder of the Dam HaNefesh. He was Makabal the first part of the Dam, let's say with a Machshava of Chutz L'Zmano or Shalom L'Shma. Who cares? Let him replace that Kabbalah with the second Kabbalah. Or, for example, let's say the first half of the dam was nishpach, and it's on the floor. So fine. Now he could use he could take advantage of the opportunity to collect the dam for dam that wasn't directly nishpach, but was indirectly nishpach. Means it went into the klisharis and then it fell on the floor. But the answer is, then no, that's not a possibility. Because when dam falls on the floor, it's not what? The absence of a Kabbalah. It's not a zero, as we said before, but rather it's a psul in the gufo shel dam. Yeah, Ben.
Question, is it also a psul and the ability to apostle other blood?
Oh, so for that we have to learn the laws of Tarovis. Uh-huh. That's Mamish Sugyas and Chul. Okay. And I would say the following, that in the case, again, this is, I'm not prepared for this, but in the case of lach balach, where you have two liquids that mix together, it becomes blila. Blila means it becomes one entity. And there's no possibility of applying the laws of bittul here. So if you have dam that's pasul mixed up with dam that's kosher, forget it. There's no way, no how, that we're going to allow you to be zorik that dam, because there's no halachas of bittul. Let's see now if we can prove this yesod, that dam that fell directly onto the floor is possible from the Torah's Kohanim. The Torah's Kohanim says the following. The Pasuk says, V'krivu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohanim es adam elav v'zarko. And I don't have a chumash here, but the Taras Kanev is darshaning the extra words shuv es hadam. Minayna ta omer nishpach mina kli ala ritzpah. If after the kohen received the dam in the ritzpah, I'm sorry, the dam in the kli shares, and then it spilled onto the ritzpah. Minayna, how do we know vi osvo that if he collects the dam from the ritzpah kosher? Talmud lomer, because the pasuk went out of its way to say shuvas hadam. In other words, like replace the dam, meaning. I shouldn't say replace the dam. I should really say replace the action of Kabbalah and then get it right. Meaning Kabbalah has to lead up and culminate with Zrika. This Kabbalah culminated in Shvicha. Now get it right. Collect the dam, and now you have a new Kabbalah on this dam, and then do the Zrika properly. Yochel, I might think, afilu nishpach mitzavar habehema. So the Taras Konev asks the following question: maybe we should go even a step further. Not only in a case where it was makabel adam in a kli shoris and then it fell onto the floor, then he could go ahead and recollect it and substitute a new kabbalas adam, replace it with a new kabbalas adam. But maybe even if the dam went directly from the tzara behema onto the ritzpah, there also he could collect the dam and now do a kabbalah yachzor v'yasfenu v'yekosher Talmud lomar hadam. Because the pasuk says vekrivu es hadam, hadam, dam shen is kabel bekli. When are you mekayim the mitzvah of kabbalah? That's only if the dam was first received in a kli. Good. So I learned this Taras Kohanim. I was very happy because there were no exciting news over here. You know, sometimes no news is good news. You know, it's a repetition of everything we've been saying. Oh, the Amar Griz. But the Brisker Rav said that from this drasha, the Taras Kohanim, Muchach de Nishpach Havi Psul Bechefta Shal Adam. I'm going to prove to you from this Taras Kohanim and its drasha that if the dam falls on the floor, then it's a Psul in the Chefta Shal Adam. Why? Let's argue from the opposite. De'i, if we would assume the Psul is in the Avodas HaKabbalah, that he didn't do a proper Kabbalah because the dam from the tzavar was not received in the mizrach, but rather went on to the ground. Is vade lo itzrich drasha lahachshir nishpach min akli achar kabbalah? I would not need a drasha, right? How does this Taras Kohanim present itself? It starts with one drasha of shuvas adam, that if he was makabel adam in the kli sharis and then it fell, he could just recollect it and do the zrika. And then it continues. What happens if the dam went directly onto the ritzpah? He says the following: that if the problem is in the kabbalah, is lo itzur kol ahachshir nishpach min akli achra kabbalah? Why do I need a drasha, an extra word in the pasuk to teach me that the kohen, after it's spilled out of his kli sharis, has the right and the opportunity to recollect it in the kli sharis? He already is makayim the kabbalah on the first round. Why do I need a drasha to teach me that after it fell from the kli, he can recollect it in the kli? What's the problem here? You're telling me that when it falls on the ground, that's a psul in the avodas hakabbalah? Okay, so he had an avodas hakabbalah, and now he's just got to get to the point of zrika, so he has to collect the dam so he can be zorik the dam. The only way that I can justify the havamina, the necessity for a drasha, in the case where it spilled out of the kli, is rakim havi psul bechefta shel dam. That if as a result of the fact that it fell from the kli onto the ritzvas hazor, the contact between the dam and the ritzvas hazor passes the dam, is then tzricha kra. The Torah has to tell me with this ribui, with this drasha, the psul zeh eino el kodim kabbalah. Yeah, there is such a thing as a psul in the chefta shel dam, but that's only if it fell onto the ritz before kabbalah. It's almost as this rabosa, again, I'm saying this just balabatish, that the kabbalah sadam protects the dam, and no harm, you know, from harm's way. Nothing could harm the dam. If the dam was never niskabel in a kli, then the contact to the ritzvah, when it falls from the tzavar onto the ritzvah, that itself passes the dam. But once it was makabel, it was niskabel in the kli, that immunizes the dam from any psul. So that now if it falls out of the kli, then it's not, it doesn't become possible. Normally, nishpach, the contact between the dam and the ritzvah, would passel the dam. But if the dam had a kabbalah in a kli, then the dam is already, you know, it's got its shtempel, you know, it says it has a tudas hechsher, and it's completely double wrapped, and so when it falls on the ground, that contact with the ground will not generate a psul, because the kabbalah of the dam in a kli sharis protects it. And that's the chiddush of this pasuk, that if on the one hand the psul in the chefetz shel dam as a result of contact in the dam in the ritzvah was because the dam was never niskabel b'kli shareis, then it's possible, and that the Gemara, the Toras Kohen derives from the pasuk hadam, that it's got to be niskabel b'kli. But if on the other hand it was niskabel b'kli, then the contact between the dam and the ritzvah would not generate a psul in the dam. But let's go over it one more time. Says the Brisker beautifully that if you were to argue that the problem of nishpach is that you don't have a proper kabbalah, so what was the Habmina to think that when he did have a proper kabbalah and then it fell onto the ground, it would be possible? Why would it be possible? He had a proper kabbalah. He just has to technically, mechanically get the dam from wherever it is onto his mizbeach, so that's he's going to collect the dam from the ritzpah. But there was already a kabbalah. What was the Habmina that I need a special drasha to be machshir? After all, you're telling me he's lacking in kabbalah, so let him do. Here he has a kabbalah. But the answer is that there's a new din that when dam comes from the animal onto the ground, it's possible, and the contact, as we called it, between the dam and the ritzpah apostles, the dam begufo. And now I want to know, does that apply in all cases, or does it only apply when there was no kabbalah? So in the absence of a kabbalah, the dam, then the contact with the ritzpah apostles, the dam. But if there was what? A kabbalah, sadam, and a klishares, then nishpach is not going to generate any sort of psul in the dam. Wow. Rabosai, this is such gorgeous stuff. I would just tell you, if you don't follow it, because again, I just have this hour to be with you. You know, if you want to spend 3 hours together, that'd be great, because I love you guys. But I would rather if you learned this b'chavrusa together, especially since I have to say a chumash class. But this is worthwhile going over and over. And again, the beauty of this piece, as you'll soon see, is that it literally stitches together 5 sugyas in Shas, in Kodshim. That Kodshim, as I keep saying over and over again, I wake up in the middle of the night thinking this thought, that Kodshim is a self-contained world. It's like this gigantic puzzle with a couple of thousand pieces, but each piece somehow connects to the other. So now we're going to take a look at the Tosis on Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Beis. Okay. Now, what happens in the sugi itself on Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Beis? Okay. This is going to be the case of Chatas Ha'ok. Now let's just to review the basics. You know, in the context of all zvachim, we can always differentiate, and you know, we can bifurcate zvachim into 2 categories. There's what's called behemos, and then there's something called ofos. And the difference is a fundamental difference in terms of the zrika sadam, because in the case of all animals, you need a kabbalah sadam and a klisharis, and then you do the zrika. The exception to that is the case of an oaf. In the case of an oaf, the Kohen squeezes, after the Shechita, he squeezes the dam from the oaf directly onto the Mizbeach. There is no Kabbalah Sadam. Boy Rabbi Ovin wanted to know, what's the deal in the following case? Nishpach al haritzpah v'yasofa mahu. So the blood went from the neck of the chatos, of this oaf, onto the ritzvah hazorah. And then the Kohen gathered together the dam from the ritzvah hazorah, and he placed it on the mizbeach. And now Rabbi Ovin analyzes the 2 tzadim in this suffix. Tzad number 1. Atzruchi hu delo atzruchei rachmona b'kli shoreis. The Torah never required a klishares with regard to an oath. There is no such thing as kabbalas adam in a klishares with regard to an oath. Hilkach, osfo v'kasher. Why should it bother me if he collects the dam from the ritzvas hazara and he sprinkles it on the mizbeach? That should be absolutely valid. O dilma, should we say mifsal pasal be rachmana klishares v'hilkach osfo pasal? The other side is to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, he calls it rachmana, disqualified the use of a klisharis. It's not just a pshat that you don't need a Kabbalah Saddam. On the contrary, you cannot have a Kabbalah Saddam. Why? Because the Torah requires that the dam go directly from the Tzavar Ha'of onto the Mizbeach. And if it doesn't go directly, and it was interrupted by a Kabbalah Saddam, that's possible. And those are the two tzadim in the Gemara. Okay? In other words, the second possibility is to say that the Torah rejects the use of a klisharis in the case of a chatas ha'of. The Torah requires that the dam be sprinkled directly from the bird's neck onto the mizbeach. If the dam was this kabel b'klisharis, it's invalid. And therefore, you cannot just collect the dam from the floor of the mizbeach, from the ritzvah, because if you do so, there was no direct contact between the neck, the dam coming out of the neck, and the mizbeach. The odochiach, bottom right, me'asugya lekamon b'daf tzadi beizom it beiz boirav oven, etc., etc. He says the following on the top left. Pirish Rashi, Shasafek, Itzavar Didei, Hu Mokom Bimkom Klishores. Shall we say that the Tzavar itself is, so to speak, a Klishores? And there is the possibility of a Klishores here. And Hilkach Osvo, if it didn't go directly from the Tzavar onto the Mizbeach, but rather it first fell on the floor, Osvo V'Koshel Ahaslam Mizbeach. In other words, this is a case of Nishpach Min HaKli Al HaRitzpah. Remember we said that if there was a Kabbalah Saddam and then subsequently it fell on the Ritzpah, the Kabbalah Saddam immunizes the Dam and it's not possible. Here also, the Tzavra Behema is considered like Kabbalah Saddam. And therefore, once this Kabbalah Saddam, if it falls on the Ritzpah, that doesn't pass it. O Dilma Loksiv Be Kabbalah. Not that the Tzavra Behema is Kabbalah Saddam, but the Torah doesn't require Kabbalah Saddam. Says Rashi, Deboy La Zosu Min HaOf La Mizbeach. From the oaf itself, it's got to be sprinkled onto the Mizbeach directly. V'kolshket, and therefore, how much more so do we understand the Ritzpah post loss? So the Brisker Rav asks the following question. Why does Gemara have a suffix? I don't understand it. There doesn't seem to be any problem here if the dam of the oaf went on to the ritzvah and he collects it. Mimanafshach, if you're going to tell me that the tzavar itself is a kabbalah, so for sure it's okay. And if you're going to tell me you don't need a kabbalah, so what's the problem here? He says, Mehadim esafkal ashas, from the very fact that the Gemara raised this possibility and vacillated, to ikab sul mishpach bechatas ha'of, even on the tzad that you don't have a din of Kabbalah, mevuar, it's clear the psul nishpach eino b'maisa Kabbalah el b'cheftzit d'dam shenishpach. The problem of nishpach adam is not the absence of a Kabbalah, because if that be the case, there's no need for a Kabbalah in the case of chata sof. What was more entertaining the possibility that if nishpach adam it's possible, the answer must be that there's halacha of contact with the Ritzpah, and if there's a loch of contact with the Ritzpah, that passels the dam begufo, and that applies not just to Behema, but applies to an oaf as well. The other side of the suffix was to say that no, as Rashi says, that Tzavadi Dei Hu Bimkom Klisharis, that there was a Kabbalah Saddam, and therefore there'll never be a psul generated when the dam comes in contact with the Ritzpah. So, Rabbi Moshe, just to take a kind of like a review, we have three sugyas over here. The first sugya is in Psachim Samachay, and the Gemara says that against Rabbi Yehuda, that if you have a mixture of two types of dam that was in a kli sharis and then fell onto the ritzvah, and dam that went directly from the bema onto the ritzvah, no way, no how are we going to allow zrika in that case? He can't collect this dam that has both elements to it and place it on the mizbeach. Tosa says, why? Because also lahalos dam posel agavi mizbeach, says the Brisker Rav. It seems that the contact of the dam with the ritzvah generates a psul. It's not just the absence of Kabbalah. He didn't do the proper Kabbalah. If he didn't do the proper Kabbalah, nishkeferlich, as we say. Not so terrible. Let him do a Kabbalah now. But the answer is the dam became posel. Then there was a havamin in the Torah's Kohanim that even after Kabbalah Saddam Bekli Shores, if there was Nishpach, it might be posel. And the Torah's Kohanim needs a separate drasha and an extra word to prove that in this case he can collect the dam from the ritzvah and be zorikin. Now, if the problem and the issue of nishpach is the absence of a kabbalah, well, okay. So he wasn't makabel. I'm sorry, but in this case he was makabel the dam, and it was only nishpach from the kli. So once there was a kabbalah sadam, there's no issue anymore. We just have to set up the zrika, let him collect the dam from the ritzvah, do the zrika. You see clearly that the Gemara is operating with the premise that nishpach and the contact of the dam with the ritzvah is a posel. And now the Gemara wants to know, what's the scope of that posel? When does it apply and when does it not apply? And the Torah's Kohanim establishes that in the case where there already was a kabbalah sadam, then there's no psul in the dam. The Kabbalah, as we said, immunizes the dam from the psul of Ritzpah. But in a case where the dam went directly onto the Ritzpah, without a Kabbalah, the dam became a dam posul. And the third raya was from the Gemara later on about Chatas Auf. In Chatas Auf, we don't need a Kabbalah. So how can there be a possibility, which the Gemara entertains, that if the dam from the Auf fell on a Ritzpah, you cannot collect it and do the Zrika? Why not? There was no Kabbalah? Okay. Now, what's the problem? I mean, all we need now is the Zrika. But the answer is, the Gemara thinks that when the Dam comes in contact with the Ritzvah, that generates what? A psul in the Gufo Shel Dam. Ayin Od B'Yuma. As if we didn't see enough sugyas until now. Now we want to open up a Gemara in Masecht Yoma. And the Gemara is talking about the Avodas Kohen Gadol of Chafina, which means that he gathers together the Ketores in two hands, and then he puts it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And that's a sugya on Daf Memches Amar Alf. And what does Gemara say over there? Boy Rav Papa. Rav Papa has a suffek, he has a whole bunch of suffekos here, but we're going to focus our attention on one. Nispazer aktores mimelo chafna. In other words, after he gathered the ktores into his hands, he's got fully cupped hands, now the ktores fell on the ground. Can he gather it up from the ground and use it on the as aktor on the mizbeach? And the Gemara says, what's the suffek? Yodo kitsavar behemadami. Shall we assume that, you know what, let's, the second side is a lot easier. So then, if you don't mind, just for pedagogical reasons, we'll go backwards. O Dilma, kikli shareis dami velo psula. That once he received the ktores in his hands, he did the chafina, then it's like in Zvachim, where there was a Kabbalah Saddam and a Kli Shores. So therefore, once if it falls out of his hands, it's like Dam that fell out of the Kli Shores after there was a Kabbalah, that doesn't disqualify the Ketores, just like in the case of Dam Shenishpach after Kli Shores, it doesn't disqualify the Kabbalah. The other side was to say, Yodo Kitsavar Behema Domi Upsula, that as long as he receives the ktores in his hands, nothing has happened yet. Meaning, it's still considered like tzavra behema, meaning the dam is in the tzavra behema. And therefore, when it falls on the ground, it becomes posel. Because then it's like dam from the tzavar, which was never received in a kli shoreis, and it fell on the ground, it became posel. Says the Brisker Rav, afsha mevuar, we can clearly see from this Gemara in Yuma, the nishpach, lavi psul v'kabbalah, but rather it's a psul in the gufa shel dam. Why? Because if we assume that psul of nishpach is only an absence of kabbalah, in the case of avodas kohen gadol, with regard to the ketores, there is no din of kabbalah. Right? There's only din of chafina. You must assume that somehow when the ketores was nispazer and it fell out of his hands and it came in contact with the ground, that generates a new psul. Okay, we're almost at the point where I got stuck. So let's just read, if we can, one more paragraph. Omnam, he says, now he has another sugya. I don't know if this is the fifth sugya. I lost count already. And this is also a sugya, by the way, in Zvachim. Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara has two deos. It's Machlok Shin, I think, Rav Yana and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, if I remember correctly, within the framework of Rabbi Shimon. What's the sheet of Rav Shimon with regard to komets? In other words, the Israel brings the, he brings the flower to the Kohen, and the Kohen does an act of being of komets, of gathering together the soles, and then he has to do what's called kiddush hakomets bekli. In other words, he has to take the komets and place it into a kli shoreis. According to the Chachamim of Rabbi Yehuda, that's an absolute requirement to be Mekadish the Chometz before the Haktorah in a Kli Shoreis, and he has to do that with his right hand. And Rabbi Shimon says, even if he did it with his left hand, that's fine. So the Gemara has two deos. One deos says Rabbi Shimon went very far. He doesn't even require at all Kiddush HaChometz be Kli Shoreis. And that's why left hand is just as good as right hand. The other by the Omer says that Enoch Hinami, even Rav Shimon agrees that you need Kiddush Komets B'Kli Shoreis, but there's no requirement of Yamin. So the Gemara wants to prove from a Braisa what Rabbi Shimon actually holds. The Braisa records the following machlokas. Komets B'Yamino V'Nosan B'Smolo. After he did the kmitza in his right hand, he gave it over to his left hand. Yachzir liyamino divrei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. In other words, the fact that he put it into his left hand, that doesn't passel the mincha. He can just put it back into his right hand, and then he can go ahead and do what he has to do. But Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, they hold. I'm sorry, that's going to Rabbi Elazar. The Chacham Omrim, Kavon Shenosno Lismol, the very split second that he passes it on from his right hand to his left hand, Pasloso Matnoso. My time is Shem Deboi Kiddusha Bekli. The Kavon Shenosno Lismol Nasa Kedam Shenishbach Mitzavra Beimal Ritzpa the Osvo Sheposl Michlal the Rablozer of Shimilo Boy Matan Kli Adkan. So this Brisa is proof positive that Reb Shimon never required what's called kiddush al yidei matan b'kli shoreis, that you take the komets and put it in a kli shoreis. If Rabbi Shimon would agree that you absolutely have to be mekadesh b'kli shoreis, then it would be a psul of smol. The Chachamim say that once he puts it in his smol, that's considered that he's excluded kiddush b'kli. The act of kiddush b'kli requires, according to the Chachamim, Yad Yamin. And the Gemara goes ahead and equates this, according to the Chachamim, with Nishpach Adam Mitzavra Behema. Says the Brisker Rav, Mevuar, Deleman Delo Boy Kiddush Komets, Lo Nifsal HaKomets Mishum Nishpach Im Nosno Besmola. It comes out like this. The original Kmitza requires Yamin. The Nesina, which is taking the kmitz and putting it into a kli shoreis, it depends. If you hold that that's a requirement, you need kiddush of a mincha in a kli shoreis, then it's got to be done via min, and that's the shitas chacham. According to Reb Shimon, he doesn't require kiddush the kli. Therefore, the komets doesn't become posel even when he puts it into his left hand. Why? Because he doesn't need this action of kiddush of a nesin at all. is mevuar de leman de lo boy kiddush is komets lo nifsal komets mishum nishpach in nasto l'smol. You might say that putting it in his left hand would be like nishpach, but the answer is no. He doesn't require that nesin at all. Hikshagon Rab David Pavarsky lehagriz amai hocha pshita lashas. The Gemara doesn't even raise any question at all, any eyebrows. Dei leka kabbala leka nami psul nishpach. Maishno bechatas ofer chafinas kitoris the mesafter lashas dilma ispe psul nishpach afilu im leka avodas hakabbala. In other words, in two cases, we see that even though there's no avodas kabbalah, yet the Gemara thinks that nishpach might generate a psul. But in the case of kmitza, of kiddush hakmitza, meaning by putting it into the klishares, the Gemara says that if Rabbi Shimon does not require that action, then for sure there would be no psul. Why? Even if he doesn't require the nesin, it should be like the cases of chatas of and chafinas haktoris, where you don't require kabbalah, and yet nevertheless the Gemara says that nishpach might be possible. And here's where I lost it. If you take a look on the top of page Shin Mem Gimel, there's a paragraph that starts with bir agriz, and maybe B'li Neder will pick this up at another time, or if you can look it over, because I couldn't figure this out. I would need a lot more work to figure out this paragraph, ubir agriz. So Rabosai, I'm going to bid you a good morning. If anybody wants to stay for my Chumash class, Pavakasha, you're certainly more than welcome, as you are to any class I give, because that's what I thrive from. But in any event, I would love you to find the time to finish up with this bir agriz here on page Shin Mem Gimel, and if you can figure out pshat, I'll be very tickled. I'll be very excited about it. Okay then? Any questions before we stop? Because I still have 15 minutes to photocopy the pages for the Chumash class. Yeah, please, Alan. Oh, I'm so thirsty.
There is a difference between the Dam Tamsis and the Dam that comes afterwards. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know of any dam that comes after the dam tamsis. In my mind, after the dam nefesh, all the dam is called dam tamsis. I don't know, is there some stage beyond that?
No, beyond dam nefesh. Is there a difference between dam nefesh and dam tamsis?
It goes like this. There are three dams. There's first the dam at the shkita, that's called dam ha'or, ayin v'avrish. That's possible as Rico. I shouldn't say possible, but you can't be Mekayim as Rico. Then you get to, thank you, I need hot water.
There's a communicator.
Yeah, thanks. Cold water somehow doesn't sit well with
me.
What?
We get Dama Tamsis and then Dama Nefesh?
Yeah. No, then you get Dama Nefesh. That's the Dama that spurts out right after the Shvita.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
And that's the Dama you need for Zerika.
Yeah,
and then after that Dama is finished, then it trickles a little bit. That's called Dama Tamsis. And that's Pasul of Mizbeh.
So that's it's Pasul.
Again, when I say Pasul, I don't
mean Pasul.
Yeah, not in our context. I've got to be very careful. Because, you know, we're not talking about a Pasul of the Chepsis Shal Dama. Thank you so much.
It doesn't accomplish it. Anything, but it's okay.
Right. It's just meaningless as far as Zrika's Hadam is concerned. But I'm just saying that the Dama Nefesh, which is Royal Zrika, could have a major volume in which you can do Kabbalah and Zrika in stages. You know, it's not an all or nothing proposition.
That's what I'm asking you. It doesn't have to be called Dama Nefesh. Does it have to be called Dama Nefesh?
Again, I mean, you're asking, does it have a Chalushem Dama Nefesh? My answer would be yes. I don't know. I'm not sure what you have in mind.
You only collected part of the Dama Nefesh and not all of the Dama Nefesh.
I had in mind that it was not totally batel because it's min benino beru. So if the, because otherwise the min, the, I get the second shita there, like why was there havamina, it could have been kosher. So there's a way to catch the dam, but it's still kosher. So you said maybe it was only half came out. Right,
let's say it was 50-50 just to avoid any issues.
The guy is still in a clean, it's like totally still.